This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's John Dalby Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see johncast.net.
In the news this month, a potentially groundbreaking detection in the field of fast radio bursts, the breakup of Comet Atlas, and has the mystery of disappearing exoplanet Fomalhaut B been solved? First up, a potentially very exciting fast radio burst, or FRB. We've talked about FRBs a lot on the Jodcast before. There are several astronomers here at Jodrell Bank studying them, but here's a quick refresher anyway. Fast radio bursts are exactly what they say on the tin, a strong, transient radio signal lasting a short amount of time. The first FRB was discovered in 2007 from archive data, so it's still a relatively new field in astronomy. Although telescopes were detecting these bursts, it wasn't clear what was causing them astrophysically. We knew they had to have occurred outside our own galaxy, and must be very powerful. At one point, it was said that there were more theories about what FRBs are than there were detected FRBs. FRB detections are now coming in thick and fast, as there are more projects and equipment dedicated to studying them. These detections now include repeating fast radio bursts, and with repetition came localization and host galaxy identification. But it was still unclear what was causing them. A newly detected FRB might start to shed some light on them, however. Now, I will start this news item with the disclaimer that this is all very new, and although it is possibly something to be excited about, it's still also early days. On the 27th of April 2020, a range of gamma-ray and X-ray telescopes detected a burst from the soft gamma repeater SGR-1935+2154, a known magnetar, 30,000 light-years away in our own Milky Way galaxy. Magnetars are neutron stars with extreme magnetic fields, small in size but incredibly energetic. Their extreme magnetic fields can distort their shape, creating a tension with the inwards gravitational pull and causing flares. They're one of the types of astrophysical objects that were theorised to potentially cause fast radio bursts. But in this case, everything looked like a typical magnetar gamma ray burst. Fast radio bursts had only ever been detected in radio waves, and never associated with any more higher frequency emission. However, the next day, on the 28th of April, CHIME, the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, recorded an FRB coming from the same direction as the magnetar. Because the FRB was detected in multiple beams of the telescope, it could be pinpointed on the sky. Also, the dispersion measure of the FRB, which characterises how the signal is spread over time at different frequencies, and is indicative of how much stuff it has travelled through to get to us, puts it within the distance of our Milky Way galaxy, a first for FRB detections. CHIME reported their detection in the Astronomer's Telegram, and was followed up by the reporting of a second, independent detection of the FRB. This independent detection was made by STARE 2, a set of three radio feeds located in California and Utah, spread between 600 kilometres. It was designed to detect local FRBs, which we will see much brighter than extragalactic ones due to their proximity, and to be able to triangulate them. STARE 2 did report effluence, which is a measure of brightness and duration of the burst, 1,000 times greater than that of CHIME's, so the detections aren't completely consistent as they are currently reported. At its peak, the burst could have been one of the brightest radio sources in the sky, comparable to Cassiopeia A or Cygnus A. So, what do we know for sure? Well, one of the possible theorised origins of fast radio bursts are magnetars. A magnetar in our own Milky Way galaxy showed a burst of activity, and subsequently a fast radio burst was detected coming from the same region of sky. It's too early to confidently link all of these things, but follow-up observations have been encouraged, and we should hopefully know more details when full publications are released. If there is a link between all of these things, it would be revolutionary within the fast radio burst field. As always, we'll keep you updated. Next up, Hubble witnesses the demise of Comet Atlas, formal designation C2019Y4. The space telescope imaged the comet to find it had broken into pieces. Discovered on the 29th of December 2019 by the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System, or ATLAS, the comet had been closely anticipated by many astronomers. At one point, its brightening suggested that it could become visible to the naked eye on its closest approach to Earth later this month, and could be one of the brightest comets of the past two decades. Now, the once football field-sized body has broken up into smaller pieces, with the biggest estimated to be the size of a house. Although this may be a disappointing event for many, it provides an exciting insight into comet fragmentation, with comets bright enough to be observed typically only breaking up like this once or twice a decade. Definitely something to celebrate as Hubble reaches its 30th anniversary in space. You can view the images of Comet Atlas and other content celebrating Hubble's birthday online. We'll put a link in the show notes. And finally, a new paper has been published which might explain the disappearance of Fomalhaut B. The object, in orbit around the bright star Fomalhaut, was announced to have been discovered in 2008 as an exoplanet, one of the first to have been directly imaged. Now, iconic images of Fomalhaut B, taken by the Hubble Space Telescope in 2004 and 2006, appear to show a bright dot in the path around its star, along with a ring of debris. However, further observations over time showed the object dimming and expanding in size, not your usual exoplanet behaviour, and therefore casting its existence into doubt. A new study in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences may shed light on this disappearing act. The authors suggest that Fomalhaut B disappeared because it never actually existed in the first place. Instead, the object Hubble saw in 2004 and 2006 was actually a colossal cloud of icy debris created by a recent violent collision between two planetary fragments. When this cloud was first imaged, it was dense enough to appear like an exoplanet might. Over time, the cloud grew larger and more diffuse, disappearing from view. More work will be needed to confirm this, but this new paper may be a key piece in the puzzle. So long, Fomalhaut B, it was nice knowing you.